Non-white employees make up less than 13% of the nation's newsrooms, a shrinking percentage, according to the American Society of Newspaper Editors. For nearly 20 years, a rare summer program has encouraged more minority students in Oregon to consider journalism, but it lacks funding to ensure its future. Correspondent Tiffany Eckert reports.
Raju Woodward sticks out in the lily-white newsroom of the Corvallis Gazette-Times. He was adopted from Calcutta when he was 2 months old.
I know the very first day I started here was back when I was in sports, and I answered one of the phone calls from our coaches calling in a score, and he was like, "Raju, what kind of name is that? An Indian sports writer?" And I was just kind of really shocked.
The reason he chose the somewhat risky career path? The High School Journalism Institute.
It was life-changing. It is the reason I'm in journalism now.
Oregon State University now houses the all-expense-paid boot camp 1 week every summer. It's run by professionals from the Oregonian. Campers spend a week chasing down and photographing stories. They write them up on Deadline and put out their own newsprint publication. Institute Director Yusheng Jung.
We need stable funding. The students that we help in our program, many of them are low-income minorities. They come from the types of families that would not be able to pay for this type of experience. And they're precisely the types of voices, frankly, that we're missing in America's newsrooms.
Jung attended the Institute and now works as a reporter at the Oregonian. Meeting a diverse group of students helped Jung embrace her own background.
I was at an age in time where I wasn't entirely comfortable with my Chinese heritage growing up in Albany. It was rather challenging at times.
Jung now views her race as a newsroom asset, not something to hide. In recent years, unionized newsrooms' last hired, first fired policies disproportionately affected younger, more diverse reporters. Oregon State University's student media director Julia Sandage is part Cherokee Indian. She reported on Native American issues in Colorado. Sandage says including marginalized voices promotes more balanced, in-depth journalism.
Anytime we might make a mistake as journalists because we were insensitive to an area, now we will have young people like this in the newsrooms with us to help us flag those mistakes before they happen.
She says the Institute needs to raise about $10,000 this year to ensure its future. That way, young minorities like Raju Woodward and Yusheng Jung might still find their voices in Oregon's largely white newsrooms. For KLCC News, I'm Laura McCandlish reporting from Corvallis. KLCC's Tiffany Eckert contributed to this piece.